everyone.
Hello.
Tonight we are looking at the story of Martha and Mary. And this story, Jesus points out the differences between the two sisters. One, Mary, Martha, she was busy. She is the type that she doesn't keep still. She has to be doing something. So she was busy and at the same time worried. And we have Mary, her sister, who she's not so keen and perhaps doing housework and stuff. She chose to go and sit next to Jesus listening. Now, Martha, she must have been the eldest, I would have thought. And when Jesus and his disciples came to visit, she thought, it's my duty to go and prepare the meal and to just to present everything nicely for them. But at the same time, she is looking for help from Mary, you see. And what, I suppose, while she was busy doing what she's doing, thinking Mary's coming, nothing, Mary doesn't turn up. So, and reading between the lines, you could feel that tension started growing. You know, where is she? Why is she not helping? And, you know, with this mixed feelings, she thought, right, I go to Jesus. So she went to Jesus to say, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do the work? Tell her to come and help me. You know, it's like a demand. Tell her to come and help me. So, but, you know, reading through with the story, it just brings me right back to my childhood with my sister back home. Because my sister, she would just do anything, make any excuses to get out of housework. And there was me complaining to the adults, you know, but she's not helping. Or she's not playing. Why should I do all the work? And I would go, you know. But as the eldest, I was expected to get on with it, you see. And even, I was thinking about this the other day, you know, even through the years, you know, she's in her 60s myself, further. And I was thinking of it, you know, and I can think, I've been thinking that sometimes I was a bit annoyed during those times, and sometimes even resentful, because I think I wanted to play as well, you know, but I was expected to get on because the eldest, and in Jamaica, there's lots of work to do, housework and stuff. And so, yeah. So, yeah, I was complaining, and yeah, sometimes resentful. But in the Good Samaritans, you know, we learn that Jesus was saying in the Good Samaritan, we are to love the Lord wholeheartedly. And with all our hearts, our mind, our soul, our strength, and our neighbors as ourselves. So with this love, with this wholehearted love for God, it helps you and even help me to get on with my sister who gives me all the work, left all the work behind me. So the love from God that we have, it helps us, you know, to love the people who have offended us, you know. And sometimes these little things, you know, like the ugly side of the anger and resentment, it raises its head in all of us at times, you know. So we have to remember that we are loving God, and God help us to have love and compassion for those people. Yeah. And Martha, she could not concentrate on Jesus because at the time she's concerned about the not done and the what is to be done. You know, this is not done and we have this to be done, you see. So she, yeah, and this is good what she's thinking about, because we all need food and she needed to tidy up. That's good. But on the other hand, we need balance with all what we're doing, you see. And but Jesus, when she went to Jesus, I could, by what Jesus said to her, Martha, Martha, because someone says, when in the old-fashioned Bible, like the St. James says, when I was a little girl and you're reading, it says, verily, verily, I said unto you. And someone says, when you heard that, Jesus is saying, sit up, take note of what I'm saying. So I believe when he says, Martha, Martha, repeats himself, he's saying, Martha, Martha, be at peace. You have chosen the physical. You are worried, you are tired, you're exhausted, but you have chosen the physical. Mary, on the other hand, she has chosen the kingdom of God, and she's resting peacefully. So, and we read also in the parable of the sower, that when Jesus spoke about the seeds that fell amongst thorns, and the thorns stunted their growth. These are the people who heard God's word, his teaching, but they're worried about life. They're worried about money. They have not the problem, the pledge of riches. And there is no time for God. There is no time for them to grow and reverence, with reverence to God. We all need balance in our lives. And the couple Sundays ago, I planned 3 errands. And I went to the first, came back, went to the second. But on my way to the third, I was so exhausted. But still, I wanted to get these 3 things done. And I got on the train quickly at Stratford. And I sat. I was so exhausted, you know, running from A to B and so on. I was so exhausted. So I sat down. And I was still thinking of this, what I was doing. And I suddenly thought to myself, where is the balance? Where is the balance in these errands that I'm doing? You know, and suddenly I just got off the train as it got to East Ham. I got off the train and I went on the opposite platform and I went straight home. So I learned something from this lesson, you know. And and in the Lord's Prayer, it impresses on us the importance of knowing God as our Heavenly Father. We should learn to rest in Him. No need to worry, because He promises to provide our daily needs. And to conclude, Mary has put Jesus first and was criticized by her beloved sister, Martha. In the same way, we are criticized for our love. We are criticized in the same way. We are criticized by our loved ones and others for following Jesus. But we must not let that be a discouragement to us from seeking God and to be at his feet with total love and reverence for him. May the Lord bless you all.